big black box that everyone's afraid of, but a Toronto university is hoping to re-educate the market about how to manage a mainframe. We're talking big iron this week on IT Business Out Loud.
This podcast has been brought to you by IBM. Check out our IT Optimization to Meet Business Goals white paper and learn how new technologies can support innovative business strategies. Go to ibm.com/CIO.
Hi, this is IT Business Out Loud. I'm Dave Webb. Mainframes were supposed to fade away as the industry moved deeper into client-server computing, but rumors of its death turned out to be greatly exaggerated. IBM, among others, continues to do a brisk business in mainframes, and as enterprise architecture becomes increasingly consolidated, the demand for big iron is on the rebound. There's just one problem. The skill sets around mainframes haven't been kept up to date. That's why Ryerson University's Chang School of Continuing Education recently launched a certificate program in mainframe system computing. The course is offered on Saturdays to allow working professionals to complete the training in less than a year. IT Business Out Loud's Shane Schick recently spoke with the Ryerson course instructor, Francois Dujarlet, about what prospective students can expect.
Why do you think mainframe computing education sort of dwindled away over the last couple of years? And I guess why is Ryerson hoping to get it started again?
Well, I think that a lot of it, there's two reasons. One of it was generational, you know, in terms of the mainframe. I think the labor market really got saturated in the 70s. They just simply didn't need any more mainframe people. And a lot of people, you know, went off on a tangent into distributed systems and wireless systems, and these were the new emerging and evolving technologies. But a lot of the processing, what a lot of large enterprises do, is still being done on the mainframe. It's just that these were good jobs, so people never left, you know. We can compare this a little bit to the Y2K scare of the late 90s when they were pulling old mainframers out of retirement to come back and do Y2K projects. We're seeing the same thing today, you know. There's a generational shift, but those mainframes are still there. You know, the employees are leaving, but the systems are still in place.
Can you give me some examples of what might be considered mainframe-specific skills?
Oh, a lot of it, for the mainframe, there would be specific skills that would be, you know, in terms of architecture, just setting up a database, you know. For example, a DB2 database, you know. Some of it is even archaic languages. Well, archaic languages, you know, structured languages like assembler. Mm-hmm. You know, assembler is a skill that's coming back, you know. People thought that, you know, it would be gone, long gone by now. And here it is, we're having to retrain and retool people in assembler language programming.
How difficult will it be to sort of get people up to speed on this? If you have sort of a basic understanding of, you know, what we could call modern computing or IT infrastructure, how steep is the learning curve?
It's not too bad. You know, of course, it's a different system. You know, structured programming is very different from object-oriented programming. But I think the whole ideas are the same, because anyone who's worked on object-oriented systems have eventually had to tie back into legacy systems in the background. Eventually, all of these fancy systems tie back to some mainframe system somewhere. And so I think for people in the industry, there's a little bit of apprehension, because people expected mainframes to be gone. Mainframe is kind of like this black box that they're a little bit afraid of, because they really don't know what happens on it. But I think the learning curve, skills are adaptable.
Mainframes have obviously been around for a long time, but they obviously haven't stayed the same in all that time. Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of thing that you would be teaching in this course that would be new to somebody who maybe was a mainframe expert back in the, you know, late 70s or 80s?
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the things about the course is that not only is it comprehensive in terms of trying to touch on all aspects of mainframes, but also we're being progressive in terms of bringing in things like WebSphere. WebSphere enables Java applications to execute on the mainframe and to connect with legacy systems. So, for example, if you have a DB2 database on your mainframe and you want clients to be able to check account information online, you can now tie in directly into the mainframe from the Internet using technologies like WebSphere.
Now, when people take this course with Ryerson, I guess, what would be the objectives, or I guess what would be the skill sets that they could take away with them, and the benefit they could bring to their career?
Well, in terms of career, it's very good right now. There's a tremendous demand, and demand is growing. There's a lot of people heading into retirement in the next 3 to 4 years, and there's no one coming up behind them to replace them. And a lot of companies are seeing this and really trying to get things in gear. It's a little bit like Y2K again, where they're having, you know, a deadline coming looming and working really hard towards that deadline. In terms of career opportunities, I think they're excellent. You know, mainframers make more money than distributed system designers, more than game players and game programmers anyway, which seems to be the big IT field right now. I see for them tremendous potential growth in terms of careers.
Even though mainframes have survived, a lot's changed in the way IT infrastructure is set up. We see a lot more blade servers entering data centers, and a lot more server consolidation and people using virtualization to maximize capacity. How is that going to change, you think, the complexity of managing a mainframe environment within a heterogeneous data center?
Well, right now, a lot of this shift that we're seeing towards central servers are shift towards the mainframe. People are moving away from Unix boxes and onto the mainframe. You know, why have, you know, a server farm with 800 servers when you can have one mainframe? You know, if you took a look at it in terms of the challenges that a lot of organizations face right now in terms of costs, you know, electricity costs, for example, in cooling these large server farms, to be prohibitive. You know, the Ontario government itself is moving their data centers out of Toronto to get them off the Toronto grid because they simply don't have enough electricity to be able to cool down the servers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a large server farm, you have to spend a fortune just to cool them down. And then there's a whole environmental impact as well. Whereas if you can get all this processing done on one box, you know, there's an obvious advantage there.
That was Francois Desjardins, an instructor with Ryerson University's Chang School of Continuing Education. He spoke to us from Toronto. That's what it sounded like this week on IT Business Out Loud. For everybody here, I'm Dave Webb. Thanks for listening.